for Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show. Got to lead off with Hurricane Florence has already killed 18 people, trapped hundreds, and made part of North and South Carolina impassable. Authorities say the worst flooding is still yet to come. The storm now has turned into a tropical depression. It's going to keep just dumping all this rain over North Carolina for the next few days, with numerous rivers expected to crest at major flood stage. The flooding is going to be the worst part of this. Flooding is already so bad in North Carolina that the State Transportation Department is telling people, do not travel. Stay where you're at. More than 900 water rescues have been reported in North Carolina alone. That's just insane. And many more people need help. The Volunteer United Cajun Navy Rescue Group says it was helping in Leland, where 200 people have made calls for help, and after it, numerous rescues in Wilmington. So that's kind of cool when that happened down in Katrina, different spots too. In Houston with the other hurricane, people would go down there in their boats, and they'd be like, all right, like they just would drive in. They're like, all right, we'll help rescue you. That's so cool. These people just volunteering and helping out there. Murder Monday. This is not a story you're doing today, but oh my gosh, this might make the case one day. Do you hear about this U.S. Border Patrol agent?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
This is crazy.
A U.S. Border Patrol supervisor has been charged with murder after a two-week serial killing spree that left four female sex workers dead. 35-year-old Juan David Ortiz was arrested after the fifth woman managed to escape at a gas station. State troopers found Ortiz hiding in his truck in a hotel parking lot in Laredo around 2 a.m. on Saturday morning. Authorities believe he killed all four women since September 3rd, all that were working as prostitutes.
Wow. That is so sad and just so scary.
And it's like, obviously he knows about the stuff's going on because he's a Border Patrol agent, so he knows like all the news stuff happening. He's like, oh, interesting. Oh, wow. I hope we catch that person.
Oh, yeah. He's in on the investigation, obviously.
Yeah.
Ugh, that's so creepy.
So that's, I guarantee it's going to be a movie or some Murder Monday-ish right there. So sports stuff. The Colts, how about that? Beating the Redskins 21-9 on Sunday. College football on Saturday. IU beat Ball State 38-10. Missouri, they just squeaked by Purdue and beat them 40-37. Tonight, Monday Night Football, the Seahawks take on the Bears. And listen, I'm not a big fan of the word fake news, but now I think we have to start saying fake weather. Did you see this video that's going viral online?
Oh, the Weather Channel guy.
Yes, I have it up at RadioNowIndy.com on the Need to Know News blog. Did you see this, Liv?
No, I didn't. I want to know what you guys are talking about.
Okay, a Weather Channel reporter, he appeared to be struggling to stand up because it's so windy. He just couldn't stand up. He's leaning into the wind of the Hurricane Florence. But then like 50 feet behind him, there's these two guys just walking. I mean, it's windy, but they're walking on the street. And the Weather Channel explained it, though. So tell me if you believe this explanation. They say it's important to note that the two individuals in the background are walking on concrete, and our guy Mike is trying to maintain his footing on wet grass.
Not a chance.
After reporting until 1 a.m. Eastern this morning and is undoubtedly exhausted. Listen, Mike, thank you for doing your job, and you're killing it out there. Stand on the concrete, bro. I'm not mad if you're not on wet grass.
Yeah, he was clearly has nothing to do with where he was standing. He was clearly trying to make good TV.
And when you see this before, you go watch like Funny Weather Reporters Interrupted. There's a woman that's like, yes, the floodwater's so deep and all this. Like, she's in a kayak. People walk behind her in the kayak. I'm actually going to find that video too. I'll search for all these. I saw a photo of Anderson Cooper. I think he was also with Hurricane Florence, where the TV camera guy is back about 20, 30 feet. Anderson's in waders up to his waist. Now, the water is deep there, but it's like, you don't have to be in the water like that, you know? But it's like, the water is so deep. It's like, okay, come on, guys. I'm not going to say fake weather, but I don't believe that for a second. You can see all these online right now. RadioNowIndy.com. Just click on the Need to Know News blog.